College can feel like a foreign experience for any new freshman, but for international students, navigating both school and a new culture can be especially tough. This week, the University of Washington restarts a student-run resource for Chinese international students. It helps them navigate everything from academic success to everyday life. Jeannie Yandel has our story.
When Yunfei Zhao first arrived at the University of Washington, he felt like he was pretty prepared.
I learned how to check out the book in the library. In my English class back in China, I learned how to greet people. I learned how to find my way to somewhere.
Then he got hungry.
When I was waiting in line and trying to order food in the student dining hall, I see the people in front of me say, "Can I get something, something?" I was like, oh, I should use the phrase, "Can I get?" I never knew that, and I never thought about that. So I should tell my fellow audience, okay, next time you order food, you should say, "Can I get?"
That audience Yunfei is talking about is potentially every one of the 3,845 Chinese international students at the university. Yunfei is the co-founder of a Chinese language internet radio station called Hua Voice.
服务校园生活.
It's the only student-run foreign language station at the University of Washington.
这里是华盛顿大学, 华大华声.
Shows at Hua Voice do more than just tell students how to order food in a conversational way. There are music shows,
音乐节拍有备而来.
Sports shows,
一周新闻幽默调侃.
And shows about local elections and politics.
刚刚当选的 Kashama Swan 市政议员的事情. 那么 Kashama Swan 呢，是我们第一位.
It's all presented in a way that sounds like the kind of radio students grew up listening to in China, a format Yunfei calls mood sharing.
They have like the combination of talk shows and music, where they will like tell jokes in the shows, and it's funny, and then you can also text in to kind of build up this kind of conversation.
When audience members text in their comments and questions to Hua Voice hosts, they're doing more than interacting with a familiar radio format. When many Chinese students come to American colleges, they're told to find someone with a similar background who can answer their questions and steer them in the right direction. Kind of a combination older sibling and mentor. Yunfei wanted to find someone like that his first year at the UW, but he couldn't.
Asian people or Asian or Chinese students really trust in someone who has the similar background while at the same time more experienced than you do. Even though just a little bit more experienced, you would like to talk with them. This is how parents told us to do, I mean. So traditional idea.
Even though Hua Voice's format helps uphold a traditional idea, hosts often take on topics that Yunfei says would never be discussed in China. Yunfei has hosted shows that explore everything from
stress
to
how to have a good fight
to that old Northwest standby, seasonal affective disorder.
So we would like to introduce this kind of concept and letting people know what causes, let the student know, okay, maybe this just because of the darkness make you depressed and how you can work on that or how you can overcome this kind of difficulties.
Hua Voice first started broadcasting in January 2014 on Friday and Saturday nights. Since then, more than 1,400 people have subscribed to Hua Voice over their smartphones, listening to and interacting with hosts like Ivy Huan and Yi Qing Wen.
It's so cool, like DJ, right? DJ of the campus, really? Like nobody like doing something like this before, so that's why, maybe, yeah.
Ivy and Yi Qing, who goes by Terry, host a show called Web Browser. Together, they comb Chinese social media and talk about all the topics that are trending.
Next, we will talk about a painting in China.
I don't know that, really.
Yunfei has graduated, but this quarter he'll still host a show called Ask the Senior. Students can text in and ask Yunfei anything they want about academic life at the University of Washington. His co-host will be a student who's never hosted for Hua Voice before.
The position of a host is so attractive. it's been so many kids' dream. So, yeah, and yeah, let the young people go.
Let the young people go. How old are you?
23.
Over winter break, Hua Voice went through some big changes. It moved to a new studio. Its staff grew from 20 students to 40. And starting this week, it'll broadcast 4 nights a week instead of 2. And Yunfei will be there.
没有背景音吗?
没有啊，不是说做一下样子吗？那用那个。
To train and mentor the next generation hosts of Hua Voice. I'm Jeannie Yandel, KUOW News.
大概差不多。
听用耳朵听。